We have some problem, we make dua. And we ask other people also to make dua. And when that problem is gone, we don't make shukr. Similarly, when we eat food also, at the beginning also we forget to say bismillah. And at the end, almost everyone, we don't read the dua. Alhamdulillah, illadhi at'amana. But if we're eating by somebody, some people give them the duas which must be given to the host. But the dua to make shukr to Allah, that we don't do. So shukr is a very great thing. And if Allah gives us a ni'mat in deen, He made us regular with namaz, He gave us consciousness of deen, we are not like some people, they are in debts, they have got problems, but yet they're squandering money on useless things, weddings, on other things which are totally unnecessary, which are haram things. There they are squandered. So Allah gave us understanding. We use our money, we use our time generally correctly, not wasting our time. All this we should make shukr. We think and ask ourselves, do I make shukr to Allah for this level? And what is shukr? Not just keeping quiet, but expressing it. And verbally speak to Allah Ta'ala. And tell Allah that I make your shukr for all the outward ni'mats also which you have given me, and for the inward ni'mats of deen. Then becoming a hafiz, what a great ni'mat. Allah gave that ni'mat. Becoming an alim, what a great ni'mat. But very seldom we make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. So shukr is very, very important. Then the instance after that is about Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, whom Allah had put to great tests and trials, that for 18, 19 years he had serious illnesses, sores on all his body, pus coming out, and worms coming out, but he never complained at all. He made sabr. So sabr is the other thing. Shukr, when Allah's ni'mat comes of dunya also. And if some difficulty comes, then we should make sabr. And like Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, he made sabr. Then Allah Ta'ala, when he became so ill, slowly the people also left him. Even his own followers, they said that looks like he has made some very big guna, na'uzu billah, therefore Allah is punishing him. And those who were supposed to be his followers, they also left him. His family also left him. Only his wife remained with him. And she used to make his khidmat. Besides that, no one was left. So he lost his family also. He lost his health also. He was a wealthy Nabi. He lost all his wealth also. Everything he lost. But when he made sabr, and then eventually Allah Ta'ala gave him everything back, وَمِثْلَهُ, and double the amount Allah gave him. So when difficulties come, learn to make sabr. Then Allah Ta'ala will give you even more than what you had before. So in a person's whole life, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, the way to reach Allah Ta'ala is sabr and shukr. When good conditions come, make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And in there also, if we think we are deficient, that's why we don't progress spiritually. And if hard conditions come, make sabr. Temptations of guna come, that is the time to make sabr. Don't involve yourself in that guna. Whatever it might be, to look at some other woman, or to go on porn, or to masturbate, whatever desire of guna come, control yourself. And if you will, you will see what Allah will give. Sabr, it is bitter and hard to make sabr. And it looks like it's a long time that we have to make sabr. But the fruit of sabr is always very sweet. And that sweetness will remain forever. It comes in a hadith sharif that when a person doesn't look at any other woman in the fear of Allah Ta'ala, he makes sabr. Because Allah put the desire. Everyone likes to look at a woman, etc. But you control yourself. You don't do it. Allah gives you such halawat of iman, such sweetness of iman in the heart, that it will never leave you. It will remain forever. So you made sabr that 1 minute, 2 minutes or whatever. You're not going to sit and look at that woman whole day. 1 minute, you're half a minute, few seconds. You made sabr. In return, Allah will give you shakar, sweetness, sugar Allah will put in your heart, the sweetness of iman. So these are two things that we are faced with all the time. Good conditions, don't just let them pass, make shukr. Whether it is about dunya or about deen. difficult conditions come, sometimes our health, sometimes there is a fight with somebody, somebody hurt us, whatever, make sabr at that time. Temptations of guna come, make sabr at that time. A person who will do actually these two, the conditions will come of shukr and sabr. But whether we make sabr and shukr, that is upon us. If we do it, then a person will go very far in the eyes of Allah and he will go very high. So may Allah give us tawfiq to understand this, and every moment it's either sabr or shukr. Shukr or sabr all the time. And make sabr, make shukr. At least at night before falling, when lying down to sleep, instead of thinking of all other filthy things, make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And what the temptation of guna, bad thoughts coming, make sabr. Don't think of that. And continuously do this. See how a person will progress. May Allah give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana.